This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was back on my show back on May 3rd, 2018. We're talking about CUV Ventures Corp. They trade on the TSX now. You can find them under the ticker symbol CUV. And with us today is the CEO. We're very lucky to have him. He's a busy guy, Steve Marshall. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Nice to be back.
You know, give my new listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do, and then I want to jump into the Q&A.
Well, we're a technology company. We work in different spheres. We have various verticals. Our predominant product right now is RevoluPay, which is a Apple Android application, which allows the user to have an e-wallet, and the e-wallet can be used for remittances, obviously in competition with Western Union, MoneyGram, and those companies, at a much lesser fee and instantaneous. The application is also associated with internal divisions of our company for as an exclusive payment mechanism for Revolu VIP, which is a private travel club worldwide, 130 countries. We have Revolu Charge, which is a phone top-up system. Again, in North America, it's not very common that people buy phone or data top-ups because most people have a data plan and a phone plan. But in developing nations, especially those that receive remittances, the way to go for most people is pay as you go. And so Revolu Charge allows the user to send minutes and data packages to family and friends who live abroad automatically. Then we have RevoluFin, which was a much anticipated division of the company back in 2017, which is now 100% operational. It's located in Panama City, the Republic of Panama. It is a wholly owned division, and that particular division has now received its first seed capital to provide bridge loans to commercial enterprises of 40 million euros, which is just under 63 million Canadian dollars. And we still have in the background, obviously, the LOIs that we have signed. We have Babnani, we have Al Fayyim, who are also anxious to provide seed capital. But we're holding that back for now. We're starting the original loans with the 40 million that we already have, the 40 million euros, and that's forthcoming right now.
You know, speaking of the Revalue platform, how does that fit for CUV Ventures' future plans?
Well, the future plans are we've obviously, as you may have read in some of our news releases, we obtained a third-party banking license around about 6 months ago, which is what powers our Apple Android app. And we're actually in the process of acquiring our own license right now. We're just submitting to the European Central Bank. And these licenses are extremely valuable. I mean, if we were to go out and try and buy one, it's over 10 million euros. But we actually fit into the profile. The application process looks very favorable to us. We retained Hogan Lowell's, which is one of the world's largest legal firms and actually advises the European Union on finance. And they are providing us now with all of the documentation to obtain this license. So, you know, how RevoluPay fits in is we want the users to, people around the world to use this application to send remittances. Again, this is a $695 billion market, which is essentially controlled by two entities that charge anything between 8 and 25% to send remittances abroad. We know that we can do this for much less, and we can make these remittances instantaneous. And obviously, having that banking license is the first step. We already have the one, as I said, from the third party, and we're using that right now to load the application with funds from anywhere in the world. And essentially how it works, Everett, is real simple. The family member in, let's say, Guatemala or in Ecuador downloads the app, the person who is sending remittance, generally from high GDP countries, foreigners living abroad, expatriates, living or working in, let's say, the US or Canada or the UK or Europe, would download the app too. They load the app with Visa, MasterCard, Alipay, PayPal, their bank account, and they send to the family member using their phone contact list the amount of money they wish to send as a remittance this month, and the family member instantaneously, within milliseconds, receives advice of receipt. And then they can use the application in one of two manners. The first is that they can head to an affiliated bank and just draw out cash, just as they used to do with any typical remittance service. But also, the application can be used to pay in supermarkets and stores. It is exactly the same as the systems that you have with Google Pay or Apple Pay, where the application itself serves as a medium for payment. So it is a one-stop shop type solution, and we believe that part of this $695 billion remittance market is ours, and we're going to take it.
I'm an investor of CUV Ventures Corp. What can I expect from this new division and the VIP new app?
Oh, from the VIP division, what you can expect is we did an initial trial through 2017. These are audited financials. And from a single destination, we achieved $2.5 million of non-assisted online sales. Non-assisted online sales are people who go on websites and book travel services without any human intervention. So we did $2.5 million Canadian dollars to one test destination, just one destination on planet Earth. And the Revolut VIP system now incorporates another 129 destinations, countries. So essentially, you know, can we translate the 2.5 million times the destinations? Who knows? What we do know is that we have a venerable company. We have a company that has an amazing administrative team. We're definitely not reinventing the wheel with this, because we're already operating in this particular sphere. And so by adding these, or at least aggregating these destinations onto an existing corporate infrastructure, and these being unassisted sales, we expect this division to at least be working on a one times multiple as per the new destinations added, at least. So, you know, you can calculate that yourself. If we're doing 2.5 million to one destination, we add 130, then you know, it is not unrealistic to assume, especially when, you know, the original destination was a Caribbean destination, whereas the new destinations are, you know, the country of Canada, the United States. We actually leased some of the world's most recognized domain names to do this. We leased the whole group of what are called the VIP collection. So we have AmericaVIP.com, CanadaVIP.com, FranceVIP.com. I mean, basically name any country followed by VIP.com, and we have it. So this is going to be an all-encompassing marketing effort into all of these countries. We're going to be inverting the current trend, which is to move away from destination searches to what I consider to be generic searches. I mean, people go on websites right now, and oddly enough, what they put into search engines is exactly the way that it used to be historically. Well, like if you're going to Las Vegas, you put into a search engine hotels in Las Vegas, right?
Right.
That is what people do.
Absolutely. Okay?
Now, oddly enough, that's how the travel industry used to be, right? It used to be logical. But what happened with these big conglomerates is that they began to move away from what are logical online searches and move towards brands. So you have brands like Trivago, Expedia, Priceline, which are nondescript on the basis that they do not correspond with a normal web search, right? So we're bringing that whole issue back, and we're saying that if you're going to travel to Canada, it's quite logical that you search for hotels in Canada, right? So that's why our domain names are going to be country-based. So Canada VIP will sell Canadian travel services located in Canada, and France VIP will sell travel services in France.
Yes.
And we think that that, based upon our original test market of having a country name followed by VIP.com and generating $2.5 million in unassisted sales. Again, I repeat, unassisted means no human being was involved in these transactions. Okay? It was simply people going onto a website, booking travel services, receiving an automated voucher, and traveling to the destination with a very small customer service team, because this is all automated. And so, you know, we think that this is going to be, we think it's going to be at least as successful as a one-time multiple over the current destinations, the current destination that we had. And that would obviously, I mean, I don't like giving out figures, but if you do 2.5 million times 130 new countries, then, you know, it's a significant amount of money. And I guess the most important thing for investors to note is that all transactions on our verticals, all of them, so whether they're buying travel, whether they're sending remittances, whether they're topping up the phone of their family member abroad, whether they're paying utility bills on RevolUtility.com, all of them, as a prerequisite, they must download RevolPay. No other way to pay for these services. So as you can hear, this is a closed-loop system, which basically obliges the consumer, if they want the discounts and the offers that we have, not only do they have to work on our platform, but they also have to download our payment app. Okay, so that, you know, it definitely defines a market when you control the payment mechanism and you also control the offer.
My guest today has been Steve Marshall. He is the CEO of CUV Ventures Corp, trade on the TSX under the same ticker symbol CUV. We're running out of time. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon, Steve, that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
I think that, you know, I guess the most important thing is the pivoting that the company is currently undertaking. You will see very, very shortly the introduction of Revolu VIP, the Revolu Charge, and Revolu Utility. All of these are revenue-generating divisions, one of which is already backed up by an administrative team, which is the travel division. So, you know, your listeners can expect us to have massive revenue increases going forward, especially associated with things that we're already working on.
Steve, I want to thank you for stopping by at the show today. It's always a pleasure to have you on my show. I wish you nothing but continued success. For my listeners, take a look at CUV Ventures Corp. You can find them on the TSX Toronto Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol CUV. Steve, thank you so much.
Thanks, Everett. Always nice to be on. Goodbye.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.